When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or even good evening to you beautiful angels. What an eventful week it has been. So just to give you guys a brief recap, one, I have learned, I've received a bunch of DMs that the audio that I was, I guess just the speaking part of the audio was extremely low in comparison to my intro and my outro. So hopefully this is a lot better. I am here recording just on my bed. I had a very, very eventful day. But as you guys know, I ended up not being able to go live on last Thursday the way that I intended. For those of you that don't know, that maybe don't follow me on Instagram, or you don't follow me on YouTube, on my bulletin board, I posted the fact that my grandmother is really, really severely ill, and that I found out that news literally the day before I was going to go live. And I'm not going to lie, initially I felt so much guilt because here I am coming back 6 months later, and I finally felt, and I still, there is a huge part of me that still does feel like I'm ready to post, but I want to do the live thing again, like I mentioned, and still, of course, continue on with my podcasting, which has been an amazing experience for me. I wasn't able to do that because of the news that I found out that my grandmother is very ill and that, you know, we don't know exactly when the end is going to be. And that was a lot for me. And it felt like an odd full circle moment. 3 years ago, when I first started my channel, it was the exact same thing that happened. I mean, almost the exact same scenario to the T, where I was in the hospital with my grandmother every single day, and I was just building the momentum of my channel, and I felt so horrible because I could not get myself out of the space of wanting to just be there and be present. And I, especially at that time, was so scared of you guys forgetting about me and I guess not being relevant at that time. That did not have any impact, I believe, because of the situation of the fact that it was my grandmother. So that wasn't the reason, or that did not end up in the outcome that inevitably made you guys forget about me or anything. That was just an irrational fear that I had. But that has been very difficult for me to channel through, because honestly, up until that week, well, honestly, that entire week since last Thursday, or even the Thursday before, I have to say it has been a very tough 3 weeks for me, or even 2.5 weeks. I can't even remember at this point. It was just so emotionally heavy. I mean, it was, my grandmother was just one part of it. Honestly, the other two things I'm not even going to get into, but it has been so emotionally heavy, and it felt so emotionally it was, I can't even describe how it was that I was feeling. My grandmother was just the straw that broke the camel's back. And I literally felt so broken. I was just so confused. And I was feeling so irritated at the same time because I felt like I was in such a good place. I told you guys, I've been writing in my planner again. I've been super organized. I have cleared out my closet of my summer stuff. I've been able to execute the things that I set my mind to very effectively. I've been having super productive days. So when it was like one thing on top of another that started piling on, I was really just at a loss for words, and I was devastated in the fact that everything that I was experiencing was so emotionally heavy. And that really bothered me. And then I realized, well, once upon a time, there was a time where, again, everything was fine. And unbeknownst to me, things happened the way that it did at that time, and it shook up my entire world. And so because of that experience, even though it's completely different, principally, it was the fact that I was okay. I was actually doing well, and my peace was disturbed. And so one thing that I have learned and I've equipped myself with is just really digging into my faith even more. And initially, when these things happen, you feel so weak and defeated, you almost don't even have the strength to want to pray, to want to open up your Bible and do all these things and be consistent with that. And I force myself to do it. And so here I am feeling a lot better. It has been 2 days now, 2 to 3 days, that I have been feeling a lot better. I mean, complete 180. When I had to cancel my live, there was no way I could do it, you know. And I spoke to Haley about it, and I was just like, I feel so bad in the fact that I said I was going to show up, and then literally the next day I'm having to cancel. And then I realized, well, why would I feel bad for something that's actually going on in my life? I have to show up for me so I can show up for you. And I needed to show up for myself in that present moment. So that happened. Now, on to the next thing. Now that I've been feeling super productive, my grandmother's currently home. She is, the prognosis is still the same. Again, it's just, I guess we don't know the time. I'm trying to be very careful with how I word things here because, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and also it's uncomfortable for me to discuss my family matters. So, yes, that inspired all of the things that I've endured have inspired today's topic, which is about grace and how important it is to have grace not only with others, but also to yourself. Now, when you open yourself up to the medium of the internet, I mean, again, whatever you make public knowledge, you allow for public opinion. And I feel like even though I am still in a very transformative place right now, and I feel like there's something really great around the corner from me, but I don't know what it is, but I just feel like there's something great. And there are a lot of things that can coexist at once. You know, I posted something on Instagram yesterday. And let me see, I'm going to actually go to it right now so I can read it to you guys. Give me 1 second. I'm screenshotting some notes that I wanted to touch on. So I posted this on Instagram where I said, things that can coexist, growth and mistakes, anxiety and confidence, accountability and self-forgiveness, learning and unlearning. And this is a post made by We The Urban, and honestly, it was just really an incredible thread that really inspired me. It's okay to put things down, okay? Your past, your future, all of these things, and just be present. There is something to be said about being present in something. I mean, truly. Also, sidebar, I have been fasting till 3 p.m., for 2 days now, and tomorrow's the last day in this fast that I'm doing, and I made a promise to myself that I would stay away from sugar in the sense of eating candy and things like that. Guys, I'm going to tell you a little secret hack. If you are a candy lover like me and you understand how pricey candy can be a lot of the time, go to Five Below. I don't know if you guys have that store near you, but Five Below has every candy you can think of for super cheap. I mean, I'm not even kidding. So I went on just a rage, especially because last week I was just feeling blah, numb, confused, really just getting through the day, just to get through the day. I had two bags in my room because I cleared out my summer stuff. I actually was supposed to go to one of my friend's birthday parties. I could not even show up. I was just, literally, life was canceled for me. You know, that's how serious things were. And so I couldn't even get myself to find the, like, motivation to put my stuff in the shed, to bring out my winter stuff, integrate that into my closet. Luckily now, praise his holy name, it is all finally finished. But anyways, I don't even remember the point of me bringing that up specifically, but back to what I was saying in regards to this post. So We the Urban posted it, and I love this entire thread. It says, how you speak to yourself matters, Grace, right? That has to do with Grace. It says, you're juggling a lot right now, and it's perfectly okay to dip off for a while, to reconnect with yourself and get your ish together. The people who have your best interests at heart will understand and not make you feel bad for it. Again, Grace. How many times have we been in positions, I'm making a generalized statement here, where we just need to disconnect, and people have personalized that disconnection. It's one of the most uncomfortable and ridiculous feelings ever, where you're own personal growth is offensive and personalized to someone else. It's like, what is with the guilty conscience here? Please help me understand. And it's truly hurtful, but it's in these moments where you really truly learn who is for you and who isn't. At the end of the day, your job is to like yourself, to show up authentically as yourself, to be in your, align yourself with your purpose. And where people get things wrong is, like this post says, where it says some people subconsciously delay their healing because they've made a home out of the familiarity of pain and trauma. Don't let brokenness become a comfort zone, and don't let sadness become an addiction. Oh my goodness, that resonated so deep. That is so good. How many times do we allow our sadness to become an addiction? Listen, I know it's hard, but at some point, you gotta get up more times than you fall. I fell into a slump, especially last week, where it was just like I was delivered this bad news. I was upset that I couldn't show up for my live. It has been back-to-back things. But I realized, as I've been praying and still activating my faith, that God really is truly the author and the finisher. He truly provides peace with, I mean, a peace that surpasses all understanding. I mean, truly, there is nothing like it. And even on church, you know, I was in church on Sunday and I just felt so happy to be there. It felt like such a safe place for me to just relinquish all of my emotions and just leave it there and just completely give it to God. And I know that people always say, you're not alone, God is with you, all these different things. But I want you to understand that it is a choice to believe that. And what I mean by the fact that it is a choice to believe that is that it's an action. When you trust somebody, it's an action. Love is an action. And you gotta show up and you gotta do your part. So, what does this have to do with Grace? Now, there was a scripture actually, it sounds like a sermon. There's a scripture actually that I really liked. I have to find it. There were two scriptures that I found. So, there was one That's in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. And it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Essentially, what it's saying is that it is just simply by grace that we have been saved through faith. I mean, for those of you that are Christian and you know the story where Jesus has died for our sins and he was a sinless person. Now, what does this have to do with grace? The simple fact that God has extended it to us over and over and over and over again. And it amazes me that it is the human condition that we try to play God in so many ways, where we're so hurt by the things that people have done to us. And we're just so enamored by that pain that it makes us so reactive. Or we see something online and it triggers us, so we feel like we have to respond. We have to say something negative. And one thing that I've always found to be one of my superpowers is that I have this ability to be super objective and also understand. I genuinely always see all sides of a story. And I know some of my friends are like, "How is it that you are so good at just letting things go and, you know, not being so reactive?" And I'm just like, well, I'm not saying that I don't get upset and scared and disappointed and all of these things that we all experience. But the thing is that I have learned, and it is naturally who I am, that the most effective response to chaos and confusion is grace. And the action that I take through grace allows me to have an appropriate response or lack thereof. And it is very important to me that we have this discussion, because whether you are a creator or whether you are someone that follows a creator or a celebrity, anyone with a platform, you have to understand that we are all human beings. And whatever we post on the internet lives forever. And we do subject ourselves to a lot of energy, right? When we post anything on the internet. And it's having grace will enable you to come from a place of understanding, even if you don't agree with it. See, this is the thing that's so interesting about people, right? Is that people seem to think that you can't have a disagreement and still be amicable. People think that can't coexist. People don't have the awareness that it is, in fact, possible to hear and understand a different opinion, even if you don't agree with it. And part of this is because people do not like what they do not understand. I am the type of person, I'm okay with having a difference in opinion. Genuinely, it doesn't bother me. But not everybody's like that. And so, because some people experience things that make them uncomfortable and things like that, they tend to shut it down, or they'll get offended, or they'll be triggered by it and they'll lash out at you. So when I'm asked, how is it that I'm able to meet people with grace? I'm able to see people, understand people essentially without demonizing them and having a difference of opinion. It's just that I do not allow myself to be defined by people's opinions of me, especially any longer. And I am so invested in seeing what this is here to teach me. I'm here to extract the message. And sometimes you're not going to like the messenger, but there's always a message that can be extracted. And I will leverage that to create the change that I seek. And sometimes there's something to learn and maybe there is no change from it. But essentially, you have to extract the message. And so, especially in times where things, you know, in life can get very political and everyone has a difference of opinion. And I'm telling you, life will really show you. The more opinionated you are, I strongly encourage you to be a little less opinionated. Okay, I'm lying. Be a lot less opinionated. being super opinionated is, I was just going to say, in my opinion, being super opinionated, I don't find to be necessarily the greatest quality, because oftentimes I think that it can make you seem very close-minded. And the harsher that we judge others, the harder life gets for us, right? Think about that. The harder you are on other people, I promise you, you will experience the very thing times 1,100 that you judge that other person for. Because one thing about life is that it is very funny. Now, what does grace do? Grace is going to give you patience. It's going to help you choose the things that you say. It's going to protect your peace, pursuing that peace like I was talking about in soul care. Choosing grace, no matter how hard life gets, you have the ability to control how you're going to react to situations. I know it might not feel like it, but we are not animals that act on impulse, or at least we shouldn't be. We may be mammals. However, we have the ability to use our brains. We have choice power. And I think it's important that we refrain from allowing people to keep us from showing up as who we really are and allowing our experiences to propel us into being jaded and being negative. And just because, angels, I want you to know that there will be times in life where people will not extend the grace to you. So you can easily feel, well, why should I be gracious towards this person? They don't feel that way about me. Oh, this person's going to say this about me? Well, I'm going to say it back. And all I have to tell you is that hurt people, repeat it and let it resonate. Hurt people, and you got to be careful, because it's in these moments that you experience these travesties that really show you who you are and their character building. What is your next move? What are you going to do? Because I promise you that if you fight fire with fire, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Life is not going to be fruitful for you. I know people do hurtful things, but those people that do hurtful things to you had someone that hurt them. They've experienced something and they didn't heal from it. So then it's your chance now to say, you know what? I'm going to stop this in its tracks right now. I'm not going to propel this forward. We all have a story. We all have an opportunity to be different than what was done to us. Every last one of us. You meet challenge with grace. You meet adversity with grace. And I know that it might not always feel effective. And that's where the ego comes in, right? Why should I do this? That doesn't even make any sense. I don't want to look this way. I don't want to seem like I'm a loser. I don't want to seem like I am just being walked on, whatever the case is. But if you serve the same God that I do, you know that vengeance belongs to him. You know that people, everybody has their day. Please mark it down. There is no such thing as someone not having their day. There is nothing in your human ability that you can do that's going to be greater than what life does and what God does to people. Trust me. Mark it down. Grace. Grace is what this world needs. That's what it is. And yeah, there will be times, arguably, where some people, you probably offering them grace maybe enables them in a negative way, where they feel like they will continue that poor behavior because you've shown them grace. But what I want to encourage you, or what I want you to note, is that grace doesn't necessarily have to mean that you, just because you're kind and you are accepting of the situation in the fact that it's not going to change, does not mean that you have to dive back into that person's life. doesn't mean you also have to allow that person back into your life just because you're offering grace. Grace is a peaceful place to be in, and it just means I'm accepting that this circumstance is out of my control. It's not going to change. I'm just giving it to God, and I'm going to leave it be. That is grace to me. Now, you simply cannot have such negative self-talk toward yourself and not extend that grace to yourself and expect to have a great life, even when it boils down to things that you've promised yourself. Oh, I wanted to go to the gym, you know, 3 times this week. You showed up 0 times. And imagine how it is that you talk to yourself. Oh, you're disgusting. You are ridiculous. Why would you not do this thing? You're pathetic. I don't know. Whatever it is, the negative self-talk, it's horrible. Now, extending grace to yourself could say, you know what? I'm going to honor how it is that I feel right now. I did not meet the commitments that I want to. And believe me, I know that it's hard to say you're going to do something and not do it, or maybe not even be able to do it. But there is no such thing as just being so negative that it's going to be the catalyst for sustainable change. I do not believe in that. I do not stand by that whatsoever. I believe and stand on the fact that having grace towards yourself is always going to be the catalyst for you to get up and do the next best thing. That's what it's about. Doing the next best thing. Now, I also understand, on the contrary, you guys know I have a very tough love approach, but having a tough love approach is not criticizing in the way where it's harmful. You understand what I'm saying? There is a difference between being critical of someone, something, where it's just harmful and it's ridiculous, versus this is what actually needs to change, and you can alter how you're going to deliver that message while still trying to ignite change. So that again leads back into grace. So when you're having that talk with yourself, maybe when you failed yourself, you feel like you failed yourself and you need to show up for your commitments, just say, listen, I honor how I feel right now. I don't feel like getting out of bed right now. I'm so tired. I don't want to wake up right now, but if you have the ability to stay home, I guess you can, but I know that everyone is not an entrepreneur, so I understand we can't always just stay in bed that extra hour, whatever the case is. I totally understand that. If you can, it's a beautiful thing, and you can honor how you feel. If you cannot, the mind is a very powerful thing. You can probably still show up for your job, and maybe on your break, you can watch something that's going to be super inspirational to you. Let me tell you something. When you're experiencing extreme adversity, it's important that you, imperative, I want to say, that you are imparting in your mind truth, indoctrinating yourself with truth. And what truth is that? Well, for me, the truth for me is the Bible, positive things. I'm waking up. I'm reading my devotion no matter what. Armoring myself for the day. I'm listening to positive podcasts. I'm listening to things that are healing my nervous system. Okay? I'm going to bed with my white noise on with the black screen. I'm going to bed with even scriptures. Last night I did it. I went to bed with a scripture. There was like this YouTube channel that had scriptures, like it was 100 scriptures, and it was 4 hours long or so, and I put that on and I loved it, and I just have that on in the background. Whatever it is that I feel like my spirit needs, I honor that. But guess what? That's still a choice. That's still putting in the work. It is all too easy to just sulk in a sunken place and just to not do anything, or to sulk in a place where you are going about healing in the complete wrong way, where you just can't get yourself to get out of a funk. And that's when you need to outsource your help. Having someone, letting someone else in on your world to push yourself to get out of that and not allow you to sink further is very important to your healing journey. Otherwise, sadness becomes an addiction. 1,000%. And so I really want to encourage you guys to give grace to yourself, to extend that grace to yourself, to indoctrinate yourself with truth, to indoctrinate yourself, your mind, with positivity, feeding your things with things that matter. Unfollow these toxic sort of things on Instagram. If it does not bring you peace, if you find that you're scrolling and you're judging everyone, like, oh, I don't know why she photoshopped her pinky toe. She knows she has an extra toe there. This is so annoying. If you find yourself having to have a comment about every single thing, remove yourself. Remove yourself and then work on yourself, because why are we so opinionated? So one, you want to remove the trigger because this is not going to be healthy for you. Secondly to that, you want to work on yourself so that you're not constantly having to subject yourself to this type of behavior and following people that you don't even like, okay? Please fix it, Jesus. And so, yes, and also, again, and I've said this plenty of times, how people don't understand that all the celebrities you see and things like that are human beings. And it's so important that we are so kind to people. You don't understand what people are going through. I don't think people understand in the internet space how harmful it is and how easy it is to just throw someone over the edge. You don't know what people are going through. And just not extending grace to that person could be detrimental to their peace and their health, their mental health. This is so serious. You never want to be the person that's going to be guilty of saying something that's throwing somebody over the edge. We all need grace. You know, I saw this girl that I follow post something on Instagram. I want to read it to you guys, actually. I have to find her account. Okay, what's her name again? Okay. I hope she deletes her account quite often. So, and I genuinely actually, oh, perfect. She posted right when I was saying that. It was literally perfect. Okay. So what she said is, because I think she probably gets, I guess, some hate. And I think we all can relate to this. She wrote, if you're making multiple fake Instagrams to stalk, harass someone you literally don't know, you need psychiatric evaluation. Like, really, go see a doctor. You're not okay mentally. There's something off in your head. At this point, it's more than Instagram. You're sick. And the thing is, although that was super harsh, I think that it's important to not let it get lost on us that we need to be mindful of how we are choosing to show up on the internet. What space are you taking up? What side of life are you on? Life is calling right now. The spirit in general is calling right now for people to extend grace. No more being, you know, fake on the internet. No more drama. No more any of these types of negative things, because there is a crisis out right now that I feel genuinely in my spirit, where people are really lashing out of hurt, and these people need genuine help and they need grace extended to them. Anytime you see people bashing others, engaging in harmful talk and gossip and things like that, it is very, very scary. And you know what's even more scary? I actually had an experience while this is on my mind where there was this girl. I actually don't know this girl. I'm not really friends with this girl, but I just happened to see her around my town. She's older than I am, probably around like 5 years older than me. So that's a pretty significant difference. And she just was such a very interesting person in the sense where she took it upon herself to, I guess, be a mentor to me when I never asked her to take on that role. She ended up becoming friends with a couple of my other friends. And for whatever reason, they ended up having a falling out. This girl and I never had a fallout. I never connected to her. So I just distanced myself. But she ended up having a falling out with my friends. And she put me in this odd position where she called my phone one day and she was like, hey, I want to drop off something at so-and-so's house. Could you give me her address? I just want to make it a surprise. And ultimately, I called my friend and I said, hey, so-and-so said that she wanted to drop something off, but it's super weird. I don't know why she didn't call, you know, this person instead of calling me. And my friend goes, Aisha, do not give her the address. She's trying to compromise our mutual friend to jump her, essentially. I'm thinking, wow, this individual is so sick. She needs a lot of help. She's everything that I felt in my spirit, that she's just a troubled individual and she's very drama filled. So I was so glad that things dissipated with her and I peacefully, and it never went anywhere because I didn't engage with her when she would engage with me. So funny story, I'm in Five Below the day I was getting the candy, ironically enough, and a random person walks up to me and hugs me and says, I'm sorry for everything you're going through. It happened so fast that I realized it was that girl. I literally just stared and I said, oh, thank you. Just to be kind, of course, but I was so stuck in the fact that this person that I have no connection to is keeping up with me. And I mean, obviously, I can't see everyone that's looking through my Instagram stories. I don't actually go through my Instagram views and go, who's looking? I don't do that. But it scared me because I genuinely have nothing to do with this person. So it really rubbed me like in an eerie way that she knew what was going on in my life. And to hear someone that I don't really know or have good energy from say, I'm sorry for everything you're going through, is kind of eerie. But I say all that to say that I could have gotten nasty and said, why are you watching me on Instagram? You and I are not even friends. You're so weird. I don't understand why you're keeping up with me and why you're like, you didn't have to say anything. Or I could have did what I did and I said, you know what? Thank you. I don't have to like you to accept the thank you. What does this prove? I'm extracting the message. The thank you. That's all I need. Whether you meant it or not, I don't care. Thank you for saying thank you. And I moved on with my life. I don't have to, you know, be super reactive to situations that I don't like or situations that I don't understand. That doesn't make sense. We are given choice power for a reason. So I really encourage you guys to think about how you're showing up in the internet space, how you can extend grace to other people. You never know what people are going through. Take up positive space on the internet, especially if you're a quality queen. Now, next week's episode is going to be super exciting. I actually have a guest. Yes, Quality Queen Control will start incorporating guests now. So I am very excited for that. And I have a guest and we're going to be talking about financial literacy and interviewing someone very special who's been in Forbes magazine, all these different things. And she discusses how she went from poverty to prosperity. So stay tuned for next week's episode. I love you, angels, so much. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. Mwah.